Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Carol Masser. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
All right, around the world we go, continuing to focus on what's happening global. So much is happening globally at this point. Here joining our conversation, Ian Bremmer. He's president and founder of Eurasia Group. He joins us on the phone from New York City. And still with us, Vinny Catalano. He's president, global investment strategist at Blue Marble Research. Ian, good to have you here with us on Talking Stock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You look around the globe here. You know, we've been so obsessed with all of this eavesdropping and Mr. Snowden. What's your assessment of that situation?
Well, the timing was particularly unfortunate for the United States, coming out right before the first summit meeting between new President Xi Jinping in China and President Obama out in California. The United States has said that it's not terrorism that's our principal concern in terms of national security now, as it has been for the past 12 years. It's now cyber attacks from China. And for right before that, for you to have this massive set of leaks that talk about how the Americans are actually doing this internationally and domestically, it's, of course, going to be used by the Chinese government for their own advantages. No surprise they're willing to pick them up in Hong Kong as the first stop, and really sets back the U.S. agenda there. So, yes, it's embarrassing, but more importantly, there is a desperate need for the U.S. and China to engage more closely on cyber, and that's gotten harder to do.
Hey, Ian, Vinny Catalano, how are you?
Hey, Matt.
Can you talk a bit about the whole spying issue, including the bugging of offices, et cetera, of EU members and the impact that that might have in regards to the trade agreement, the possible trade agreement, and other aspects of that that maybe most people aren't realizing about that?
Look, I think if you are Chancellor Merkel and you're running for election as she is, you have to say something pretty strong publicly in response to these information that's coming out that the U.S. was engaged in spying not just against potential criminals in enemy states, but also surveilling allies. Having said that, this is not going to change the disposition of the European countries, either on the continent or Great Britain, to the TTIP, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. It's meaningful in terms of economic upside for all of these countries with trade liberalization. It's also meaningful in ensuring that Britain actually stays on side in the broader European Union and the treaty process.
Ian, can I break in for a second? Because, forgive me, maybe it's just me, but isn't there kind of an understanding among countries that everybody's kind of listening in a little bit on each other? I mean, is there something new here that should put all of these various countries kind of on edge? Or isn't it kind of an understanding? Maybe they have to come out and say something because that's what politicians do. But isn't there kind of an understanding that everybody is kind of listening in on one another?
Look, I'm glad you said that because, of course, espionage and counter-espionage, spy versus spy, I mean, that's Cold War stuff. That's not stuff that just came up in the 21st century. But so much more of it is becoming transparent. And you know, transparent means not just that we become aware that it's happening, but also that dirty laundry gets aired. So you remember the WikiLeaks saga, and suddenly, you know, hundreds of thousands of documents that were confidential cables are being read on people's blogs. So you have to be able to respond to that. But the bigger piece here, and this isn't a Europe piece, this is a U.S.-China piece, is that the Americans, of course, engage in cyber spying against China, and government versus government, we're very good at it. We're winning. But the Chinese engage in cyber attacks to support the acquisition of trade secrets for their own companies, for state-owned enterprises. And they do that because, of course, the most important actor in the Chinese economy is the government. It's the state. Now, the U.S. is doing all sorts of spying on Chinese citizens. They're not doing all sorts of spying on behalf of IBM or on behalf of General Electric. And that is an issue that the U.S. is failing to, they're trying to address, but they're failing to with the Chinese. And that's why we're likely to see much more conflict between our two countries. It's starting to really interfere in the economic well-being, not just in the national security.
But, Ian, can we just stay on this whole EU thing? My sense is that the information that's coming out on this deals with bugging of offices. I mean, this is like Watergate stuff. We're putting bugs in offices. Offices listening in, not for purposes that you would ordinarily think terrorism and that sort of thing, but with friends and friendly nations for the purpose of an economic benefit. Isn't that something, especially if there are more disclosures that come out from Snowden in this regard, that it could really snowball into something much more significant?
I think I'd be very surprised if what we see is that the American government was engaging in espionage for direct economic benefit of private sector actors. I'd be very surprised. I think the amount of intel that's being collected by the U.S. internationally would boggle anybody's mind. Doesn't mean that they can sift through it. Doesn't mean they can use all of it. But clearly, that reality is going to have to be responded to. And you know, again, you said, well, doesn't everyone do this? Yeah, everyone does do it. But the people that are aware of it are people in the intelligence networks in all of these countries in Europe. You know, it's not as if the chancellor or the minister of foreign affairs or other politicians in these countries have the details of this espionage thrust into their faces on a daily basis. Right. When they become aware, suddenly it's like, oh my God, I had no idea this is the way it worked. And there can be an overreaction. But again, I don't see this affecting the trade relationship between the U.S. and Europe. I think what it does is it makes the U.S. It undermines our brand. It undermines our image. It diminishes the friendliness of the broader diplomatic relationship with countries that we'd like to be working more closely with.
Ian, thank you so much. Ian Bremmer, he's president and founder of the Eurasia Group, joining us on the phone right here in New York City.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.